Almighty God, who has created us that we might enjoy thee and glorify thee forever, we praise thee for the gift of life, for the high privilege of living upon this good earth which thou hast made. We bless thee for those great and pleasant associations which thou dost accord us throughout our earthly pilgrimage. And we thank thee that we can look beyond the shadows of our mortality to even greater and higher and more pleasant experiences in the life beyond. We thank thee, our Father, for the friend in whose memory we are gathered here today, for all of the fine and noble qualities of her life, which thou didst inspire in her, for the ideals of service which were the guide and the directing force within her. And now we pray, our Father, that thou wilt enable each of us so to live under the guidance of thy Spirit, that our lives may ever be a praise and a blessing to thee, and of help to our fellow man. For we make our prayer in the name of Christ, who loved us and gave himself that we might have eternal life. Amen.
The members of Beta Alpha Chapter of Delta Kappa Gamma welcome you to this service. Weeks and 4 days ago, we were all distressed to hear of the untimely death of our fellow member, our colleague, and our friend, Mary Hemphill Green. This afternoon, we pause on our activities in deference to her memory. Let me quote a few lines from the magazine Forward. The song of life is a sad song. The song of life has many stanzas, and they keep changing. Some are happy as well as sad. Some are comic, and some are tragic. And this is the song of life for us all. Yet, broken hearts are healed. And healed hearts are stronger than ever before. You will find the song In Memoriam either on the song sheet or else on page 54 in the Delta Kappa Gamma song book. We will stand for the singing of this hymn, and the organist will play through the hymn one time before we begin singing. Let us stand.
Thank you.
In Memoriam, Mary Hemphill Green. No memorial service for Mary Green should be really somber, though this occasion cannot but be said for her many friends. But if anyone ever favored the light touch, it was Mary. She would have wanted us to go away today with renewed kindliness toward people and increased power to see in better perspective our own small individual cares and worries. In her obituary can be read the chief facts of Mary's life and career. Her degrees from Agnes Scott College and Columbia University, with additional study at the University of California, the University of North Carolina, and the University of Chicago. Her years of service at East Carolina as teacher and part of the time as also news bureau director. Her membership in the honor societies of Phi Beta Kappa and Delta Kappa Gamma, and in various professional organizations. Her work on the editorial board of the North Carolina English Teacher. Her listing in Who's Who in American Education and the Directory of American Scholars. But today, we are attempting to catch something more, something of the characteristics that made her the unique person that she was. One of the first half dozen faculty members I met when I came to East Carolina College nearly 38 years ago was Mary Green. Having preceded me here by a couple of years, she was already at home in the English department, on the campus, in the teacher's dormitory, then Ragsdale Hall, and she was unfailingly kind and friendly in helping the newcomer get started. From that day to this, I have counted her among my good friends, and I am sure that teacher after teacher, joining not only our department, but other departments and staffs on the campus, has met a similar outgoing friendliness. Also, her work as director of the college news bureau for 18 years brought her in contact with a wide range of individuals, from the president, whose office was one stop on her daily beat, through the various teaching and administrative staffs, to the workmen on the campus, or the janitor, maid, or cook, about whom there was a news item to be written. Indeed, I doubt that anyone else on the East Carolina University campus of 1967-1968 knew as many of the more than 1,200 persons employed by the university as Mary did, or was more universally known and liked. Mary Green was a scholar, a lover of books, reading, and study. But in my judgment, she was in her professional life, first of all, a teacher. She enjoyed her classes and her students responded. Like all good teachers, she could lose herself completely in the work of a class hour. At one time when Mary was not very well, a friend commented that she certainly did not show any letting down in the classroom. "You go by Mary's room," she said, "and she will be looking so animated and interested in the work going on." Perhaps first among her favorite courses and those most liked by students was the Shakespeare. She gave much time and thought to building up English 325. Coming to realize that reading aloud seemed to reach best the students in this course, she made her reading to the class a feature of the course as she taught it. Over the years, I have heard many students comment on how Miss Green really made the plays come alive for them. The dedication of the East Carolina University Playhouse's 5 performances of Romeo and Juliet this past week
to the memory of Mary H. Green, professor of English, who loved Shakespeare, was indeed fitting. She had her own individual approach to the details of her work. One often touched by the humor that was an outstanding characteristic of hers. A former student told an incident that illustrates this. She said that one day Miss Green came into the classroom, probably a freshman English class, though not necessarily so, and settled herself at her desk. Then she looked up and said, "The sun is shining over the dining room." Without comment, she turned to the work that had been assigned. In a few minutes, she paused and said again, "The sun is shining over the dining room." Then she went on with the work. To the amazement of the class, and finally to their amused recognition of her point, she repeated her statement from time to time during the hour. As the closing bell rang, she stepped to the board and fired a parting shot by writing there, "The sun is shining over the dining room." And the class filed out, still with no explanation. "But," said the student who told the incident, "I doubt if anyone in that class ever again misspelled shining or dining." Mary and I often taught across the hall from each other in Old Austin, and it was not uncommon for me to hear a burst of laughter from her classroom, the humor no doubt pointing up the fact or idea being discussed. Everyone speaks of Mary's unfailing good humor. She never seemed to feel cross, irritable, or despondent. She made light of any difficulties of her own, was able to poke fun at herself, as she did, for example, the time she came up with a peculiar smelling clam chowder which she was making for someone sick, and checking, found that instead of picking up the small can of milk she had intended to use, she had got hold of a similar can of white enamel. If you knew her well, you can just see her laughing with eyes half shut as she told this. She typically greeted with some cheerful or joking remark, those she came in touch with day by day. In the grocery, the laundry, the post office, on the street, as well as on the campus, the invariable reaction has been, "Miss Green was always so pleasant and friendly." Along with her joking and her good humor, however, she was deeply sensitive to the needs of others and was always doing a kindness to someone. She helped students. She encouraged younger teachers. She contributed to funds when hardship came to someone on the campus. She carried food to the sick. She expressed her appreciation to people freely, especially in recent years to her friends, whose friendship she seemed to prize more and more. A retiree commented to me on Mary's thoughtfulness in the first weeks of her retirement. "Doubtless feeling that the transition might be difficult," she said, "Mary called me every few days just to ask how I was getting along and chat a few minutes." A note this week from Emma Hooper, for so many years a co-worker and friend of Mary's, spoke of having received from her a letter of the nicest good wishes while she was delayed at home by illness in the fall of 1928, the year Mary joined the faculty, even though she and Mary had not yet met. In the English department, the news bureau, and the many extracurricular duties of the campus, Mary was always ready to do her part and more. She was quick to volunteer to take a class for someone ill and taught many an extra class for this reason. One of her fellow teachers, who is also a leader in this group memorializing Mary today, said, "No matter what I called on Mary for, she never once refused to help." And I heard similar comments many times from Dr. Lucille Turner, Mary's co-worker for over three decades, first as her fellow teacher and then as her department head. Mary was devoted to her friends, as I have already indicated, to her family, and to East Carolina Teachers College, East Carolina College, East Carolina University, to which she gave her best over the years. Her only niece stayed with Mary for a while and attended college here until she married. The 5-year-old great-niece, whom Mary adored, was named for her and called by the full name Mary Green. Disturbed by what she caught of the tragedy of Mary's death, little Mary Green said to her mother, "I'm not named for anybody anymore, am I?" But her mother assured her that she would always be named for someone. One of the happy experiences of Mary's last week was seeing in print the new novel of Mr. Ovid Pierce, a close friend, and reading his acknowledgement to her and another helpful friend, Mrs. Agnes Barrett, of his indebtedness to them for their constant interest and encouragement. Also, after attending the dedication of the university stadium that week, Mary had enjoyed a pickup supper with a small group at the home of an intimate friend, Marguerite Perry, the Saturday night of her death, and had evidently spent part of the remainder of the evening happily preparing food to serve a similar group at her home the following night. Her family will miss her. Her friends will miss her. East Carolina University will miss her. And Beta Alpha Chapter of Delta Kappa Gamma will miss her. Mary Hemphill Green was all that I have said and more, much more. Who can catch the mystery of personality in a net of words? Scholar, journalist, teacher, friend, she was beyond that a unique and unforgettable personality whose best memorial will be in the hearts of those who loved her. I place this white rose among the red in memory of Mary Hemphill Green.
We stand and sing the first two stanzas of Be Still, My Soul. That is hymn 374 in the Presbyterian hymnal, after which may we remain standing for the benediction.
Thank you.
The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, both now and in the life everlasting. Amen.